Here is the English translation of the text you provided. Trump says Indo-Pacific energy meeting to be held in Tokyo in March. Blizzard warnings issued for New York area as storm heads to East Coast India. Brazil sign mining pact as MATA targets $20 billion trade in 5 years. UBS sets bold 6,200 gold target as Middle East tensions rise. Macron says U.S. Supreme Court tariff ruling shows it is good to have counterweights to power in democracies. Berkshire-owned PacifiCorp pays $575 million to settle U.S. government's wildfire claims. Trump tariff reversal could cut costs for U.S. energy firms, but will likely leave broader flows unchanged. Oil prices slip slightly, but set for solid weekly gain on U.S.-Iran jitters. Analysis: U.S. and Iran slide towards conflict as military buildup eclipses talks. USDA defends $12 billion subsidy amid farm economy challenges. Three key earnings reports for this week to keep the AI trade alive. Russia stocks lower at close of trade. MOX, Russia index unchanged. Honeywell may walk away from Johnson Math Catalyst deal. Bloomberg reports JP Morgan says it closed Trump's bank accounts a month after Janum. Six attack indigenous protesters occupy Cargill's Santarém Port Terminal in Brazil. Vanda Pharmaceutical stock surges after the FDA approves its new bipolar eye drug. TXN Energy clears regulatory hurdle as FERC greenlights Blackstone merger deal. CoreWeave's B-plus rating leads to Blue Owl's failed $4 billion data center financing. UBS analysts see steady execution at Walmart based on Q4 results. Analysis: Supreme Court checks Trump's expansive view of executive power. Building permits show unexpected drop, indicating economic slowdown. New home sales surpass expectations, indicating strength in housing market. Stocks jump after U.S. Supreme Court rejects Trump's tariffs. U.S. new home sales fall in December. Inventory declines. Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index shows slight increase, fails to meet forecast. U.S. business activity growth slows in February, S&P Global says. Manufacturing PMI dips slightly, remains in expansion territory. Australia threatens countermeasures as Trump's global tariffs hit 15%. MERS rules out loosening Germany's debt limits again in current term. 10% market drop could meaningfully dent U.S. consumption. BCA says Trump to raise global tariff rate to 15% after Supreme Court ruling. Trump says he will raise global tariff rate from 10% to 15%. Germany's MERS expects lower tariff burden after U.S. court verdict on Trump tariffs. Best footwear stock to buy after IEEPA ruling. IEEPA tariffs ruling. Here are the implications for rates and FX markets. BCA flags rising risk of Trump trade escalation by 2027. With tariffs ruling, Supreme Court reasserts its power to check Trump. Crypto holds steady amid inflation outlook and geopolitics risks. Nexo says Ripple CEO Garlinghouse, Clarity Act 90% likely to pass by April. Bitcoin dips after Trump tariff hike announcement, then recovers. Bitcoin holds above 68K, but set for weekly loss amid rate. Geopolitical risks. IP Strategy announces share repurchase program of up to 1 million shares. KuCoin EU expands local compliance and governance team in Austria. Bitcoin rises, but gains capped amid uncertainty over outlook for interest rates. Bitcoin falls, hovering under $67, after Fed minutes hint at possible rate hikes. Cresus Labs raises $13 million from Hanwha Investment and Securities. Goldman Sachs CEO David Solomon reveals he owns Bitcoin, Bloomberg. Kathy Wood's ARK sells DraftKings stock, ramps up Figma. Figma buy. FDA approves Vanda's Bysanti for bipolar disorder, schizophrenia. Navient announces 6 cents quarterly dividend for shareholders. Community West Bank shares director Tom Dobins to retire. RCI Hospitality receives NASDAQ non-compliance notice on filings. AES declares quarterly dividend of 0.176 per share. Trinity Biotech receives NASDAQ delisting warning notice. Haverty's declares quarterly dividend of 33 cents per share.